that I have a phone for a hand. I was born phone-handed. To some it might seem like a disadvantage, but I have become one with my phone. I always know the weather. I always know what time it is. I am phone-handed.
Say, Jimmy, did you hear about the earthquake in El Salvador?
Yes.
Oh. Well, did you hear that we're gonna go to war in space?
Yes. Any news that you've got from your phone, I have probably already heard. Because my hand is a phone.
Oh. Well, did you hear the one about Irishman that walked into a bar?
Yes.
Hear the one about one that walked out? Ayo,
I can't have the same kinds of conversations regular people have. No one in this world knows what it's like to have a phone for a hand. Faced my fair share of difficulties, but I've overcome even more being phone-handed. My friend James was a bit of a gossip, but he was good to have around. He would tell me things that I could not learn from my phone. For instance, just then, he went on to tell me that Farmer Brown down the road was having problems with his rhubarb and that his daughter was like, really hot, bro. So I immediately tuned out and stopped listening to anything he was saying while checking her Instagram and Facebook, which had some 16,000 pictures. She was like, really hot, bro. It was at that point that I decided I would help this Farmer Brown out. And if I should happen to meet his really hot daughter along the way, well, maybe she wouldn't mind that I have a phone for a hand. I gathered my affairs and made my way toward the residence of one Farmer Brown. If I know one thing about farmers, it's that they can get a little squeamish when they see something freaky. So I put my hand in my pocket, and I put it on vibrate. Farmer Brown's house wasn't far, about 10 seconds of dialogue away, so I made it there fast. He was waiting in his driveway when I arrived. I said, "What's up with your rhubarb, bud?"
"My name is Farmer Brown. How do you do? If you would proceed to follow me this way, I will take you to where the problem is."
He led me past the farmhouse, where I did catch a glimpse of his hot daughter in the window. She waved, I waved back with my free hand, and it was just awkward enough as my phone vibrated in my pocket. He led me out back to a pen full of dead weasels, where he had been feeding them a tea infused with his fresh rhubarb, not knowing that the leaf was poisonous. Problem solved. He invited me to dinner, but that was another story.
Phone-handed.